We head out to Ivy Tech as we always do just after 3:20. The Director of Enrollment Services is Jacob Bruning. Jacob, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Mike?
Well, just as we were just talking before we hit the air there, well, this all happened when we were on the air Tuesday afternoon. And we were doing play-by-play, and we prefer sports to do play-by-play, but when the whatever that was that came through Bloomington, Monroe County, and surrounding counties, that was one of the most powerful storms we've seen. How's everything at Ivy Tech? Did you guys have any damage? Are you up and running? Let our listeners know how everything went out on your side of town.
Yeah, surprisingly well. You know, the west side got hit pretty hard. I live 2 minutes from campus, and I have power poles down, but campus looks good. We lost a couple of banners and had a couple of leaves down, but overall we never lost power, nothing like that. We are open and ready for students and the community. A good reminder that, you know, Ivy Tech, in addition to serving our students through classes and things like that, through serving our community through career things, we also serve our community as just a building. So, you know, we have our library open, our student commons open. Folks in the community, if they need a place to cool off, to get online and do some work, things like that, we are open most weekdays until 9 p.m., so folks should come by if they need another place to be.
That's a great point. Air condition, charge your stuff up. We know now in day number two, for a lot of people, that's not convenient, but the doors are open at Ivy Tech. Tyler Bass has everything cleared up out there and ready to go for everybody. So, yes, that's a scary time because I know right now it's not the busiest time of the year, but you were running business as usual on Tuesday when this all blew through. Do you guys have an alarm or a system, or somebody goes on the loudspeaker and says, hey, everybody might want to hang out for a little bit? How did that go on Tuesday?
Yeah, so we have our Director of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, Jason, and he made sure everybody on campus sort of, once things were coming through Terre Haute and he received notice that, you know, it's headed our way, he made sure everybody was aware. Our Vice Chancellor, Trudy Weddle, actually was headed, she's from Terre Haute, she was about to leave, and then family told her you need to stay here, and she came back in and spread the word as well. They spread that around, got everybody away from the windows into interior offices, and we had some doors blow open a little bit, but other than that, we stayed pretty dry. Safety is always our top priority here.
Yeah, and that's the other part of this. You know, sometimes businesses forget, and you guys didn't, which was great. You might need to have a plan as well for your employees, because trying to beat the storm home or drive somewhere, that's not always the best thing when you've got trees falling down. And I know this storm was different than a lot of storms we've had here, but this is why we always try to reinforce, you got to have a plan. You got to know where you're going to be or what's going on. And it does get a little frightening sometime, and then the power's out, and you don't know where to go, and you don't know what to do. So thankfully, nobody has been majorly injured, or we have any casualties. That's the most important part. We can rebuild. We can get banners reprinted, right, buddy? We can lock those doors
absolutely
back up, replace some windows if that's necessary. But you don't have a ton of trees out there on campus. That probably helped as well. Parking lots aren't bad. Yeah. not a lot of things going on there. So, okay. So, Ivy Tech, the doors are open. Obviously, you've got the coffee shop in there, roly-poly, all kinds of amenities as well. So, if you need a cool-off or if you need a place just to get some work done. My wife went to Bloomington Hospital when we were out of power, and I thought that was a pretty smart thing to do, too. So, if you're on the west side of town, you can head out that way. And, again, we hope to have that number. The number we had this afternoon just a little bit ago was 13,000 people still Duke Energy without power. I think REMC has everybody back online, so the people that were helping them out can hopefully shift over to Duke as well. Okay, here we are in the final hours of the month of June. Next week is obviously 4th of July, 1 week from today, so we won't be on the radio Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday next week. Have a little extended time. What is the plan at Ivy Tech next week, Jacob, so folks who do maybe have some free time can come by and say hi?
Yeah, so we are open every day except for the 4th, so folks can come on in or they can call in. It's a great time to get ready to go for fall. You know, summer classes are half over, which is a great time to get started for fall. Folks can reach us at 812-330-6013, or they're able to come in and ask questions if they need. We're happy to get them booked for an appointment. You know, a lot of our local students are, you know, enjoying their summer. They just graduated. That's been fun, but it's, you know, it's good to have a plan, like you said, both for emergencies and for education. And for our working adults who are looking to skill up or, you know, maybe try out a new position, try a new thing, we have a whole new microchips certificate going on, microelectronics and microprocessors, that exciting new field that's gotten a lot of federal investment, a lot of industry interest going on. We have just launched a new program for that that'll go live for fall. So if you're interested in learning more about that, that's also there. We have an adult education thing for it this summer as well in a little while, a program so you can kind of get your toes wet with the whole new microchips craze.
And well, it's not a craze. It's going anywhere either. This is not a fad. We're not going to stop using those anytime soon. That is for sure. And you talked about having a plan for either maybe it's your career, like you said, or in education. But it's okay if you don't have one. You can help.
Oh, absolutely. So we have our whole CareerLink team. They're a great bunch of folks, and they're here to help you with everything. Because a lot of times people hear career in college and think, okay, that's resumes, that's interviews. And it certainly is. But it's not just that. It's even for before you've decided to come to school, if you're not sure what you want to do, if you want to find out about kind of, you know you don't want to do what you're doing now, but you don't know what to do next. They're great folks to meet with because a lot of folks don't know that we don't just do, you know, our academic four-credit stuff. We do that, but we have what's called skills-based training as well. So we have specific courses, specific programs that aren't to earn a degree, but are to earn a specific job skill, a specific job certification that can help you there. And so, yeah, coming in, calling in, booking with our CareerLink team is a really good idea. They are all trained, ready to help you out, and they're all connected with our local employers who are most in need of new talent. So you may come and not even need to take anything, just find out about opportunities you didn't know existed before.
Very cool. So the barriers are removed. Everybody has a chance to improve the status of job life, education, all going on at Ivy Tech. Jacob Bruning is our guest this afternoon. He is the Director of Enrollment Services. Now, our magic date is August 19th, and that's fine for you procrastinators, but Jacob, we should get started a little bit sooner before the first day we open those doors for the fall semester, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Internal research we have shows that if you sign up less than a month before start, you're going to have a harder time. So really, your big date is July 19th. July 19th is the time to sign up for classes and know that you're going to do the best you can do. So we really want to push folks to that. And we have our 8-week term, so we have a second start for fall in October. So if you decide, you're not sure about August or if you're running a little close to the deadline, you can still come and see us. We can talk to you about that October start, still get you going where you're going in a timely manner.
And the other part of this as well, Ivy Tech has some very important programs that if you're not, I don't want to put fear in anybody. That's not what we're trying to do today. But if there's an area that you want to participate in that's popular and fills up quickly, you can't wait till the end. So the sooner you go, you can mold it around your life schedule, your class schedule. Are you guys still doing hybrid classes as well, or do you have to all be on campus? How are we going to do things in the fall of 2024?
Yeah, so it really varies program to program. We have some fully online programs. We have some that are hybrid where there's some virtual stuff, some in-person stuff, some that are fully virtual, some that are fully in-person. Most courses offer a lot of flexibility. Really, it's the specific sort of some of your really specific trade courses, like auto tech it's a pretty in-person program. So as well, that IT can be pretty online. Nursing kind of straddles that. So again, it really depends on what you want to do. We have lots of options for just about any lifestyle. So the biggest thing to do is to contact us. Meet with somebody, get that appointment set up, determine what your next step is, what's the next piece to get you going.
I've tried to weld over the internet before. It just does. It just creates a mess, Jacob. That's all it does. It's just a big mess. So if you're not sure what you want to do, if you're not sure when, why, or how, do I make an appointment? Can I just show up? I know Tuesdays it's a tech. Every Tuesday is a great way just to, like you said, dip your foot in the water and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's still best for those. We have you make an appointment, but you can just reach out to us. You can call the main line. You can also go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays, and you can RSVP. The big reason we encourage that is that each Tuesday at the Tech is actually themed, and so we want to get you in one you're really interested in. If you're in health sciences, we don't want you to show up to the Education Tuesday at the Tech. So that prior planning is good to help you, and those are really great events because what you get to do is we have those in the Ivy Visit Fridays as well, and these are times when you don't just find out some basic information about the program, you actually talk to the chair or the faculty, you often will go down to the space where the courses happen and really talk about what's going to happen there, what you can expect, and if things are right for you. So if you're a little commitment averse, it's a good way to really get the whole picture before you seal the deal.
And it's okay to be commitment averse. Ivy Tech can help you with that. That's okay. But what we know that the time space continuum. We don't want to waste people's time. That's the hardest thing because we can't get that back. Now we know you have some great accelerated programs and cohort programs and ASAP. If somebody's interested in that, all they do is call up and you can put them in the right spot, correct?
Exactly. So yeah, our two big accelerated programs, there's ASAP or ASAP, like you mentioned. That one's really geared at our recent high school graduates. In that program, they earn a two-year degree in 1 year. So it's pretty intensive. It also really mirrors that traditional college experience. They have a special part of the college where they do their courses, they hang out, they have kind of like a lounge space. It's really getting that traditional age college experience. But we're not just here for traditional students. So Accelerate is for our working adult students. It really is a way that you can, you know, we know that folks who are working, have families, things like that, they have a lot of barriers. And so this program is designed specifically to help those folks get into those career demand programs and get them completed quickly so that they can make those transitions more effectively. Because, you know, as somebody who went back to school as a working adult, it's a lot. And that extra support really goes a long way.
And everybody's in the same boat. We're all rowing in the same direction when that happens, too. So drags everybody along. All right, before I let you go, Jacob, you've been great today, as always. You have a pretty cool exhibit that is going on, but just through tomorrow. So if we need a little project, we have a little fun on Friday afternoon, we can do that tomorrow. Tell me about what's happening at the Joan Alcott Library.
Absolutely. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, our doors are open. We're a public space, a public building. We love when the public comes in. And so this is a great example of that. Here in the Joan Alcott Library, we have a special exhibit from the Indiana Historical Society called Be Heard, Asian Experiences in Indiana. And it really does a great job of laying out experiences of different folks who, you know, are from various Asian backgrounds and their experiences in Indiana, both positive and negative, and really showing how these people have helped to build Indiana as a state and shape the culture of this place that we call home. So it's a great place to come. It's a really good exhibit for kids, especially. If they're not quite reading yet, that's okay. There's a lot to look at. And if they're older, it's a really great thing to take a peek at. You kind of can go through it at your own pace, you know. Like you said, come to Roly Poly, grab a sandwich, take a look at the exhibit, make an afternoon of it. A great educational thing to do over summer if you have some kids who are losing it without power.
Oh, that's it. And then you can charge your stuff while you're there. Well, maybe mom and dad don't want to hear that, so I'd stay off the devices. Nah, it's there. They don't know any better. All right, Jacob, great job as always. Enjoy the 4th of July weekend next weekend as well. Heck, the Monroe County Fairgrounds are your neighbor just to the south. Is that the right south way? Yeah, south. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I got to get my
just let me hop a skip and a jump over.
I got to get my compass out. They're having a busy night tomorrow. They'll have fireworks, and then the Monroe County Fair starts on Monday. So your part of town is going to be busy, busy, busy. Have a great holiday, my friend, and I know we'll get caught up with you once the 2024 fall gets started.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mike. You too.
Jacob Bruning, the Director of Enrollment Services at Ivy Tech.